Right, hi Margaret.
Hello.
We're going to have a quick chat about teacher-parent interviews.
Okay.
At schools. Can you tell me what they are, when they happen and why?
They usually happen once a term, at the end of the term, and it's an opportunity for teachers to report back on the progress of students, for parents to ask any questions that they have about their child's progress.
And you've been to these as a
step parent.
As a step parent.
So I went to find out about my stepson's progress.
And what was the sort of the topic of the discussion? What did you and the parent and the teacher all talk about?
It seemed to be very generic. I didn't feel that you actually got a lot of detailed information. At the time, my stepson must have been 5 or 6.
So that's year one.
Yeah.
Year one of primary school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I probably asked more questions because I was concerned about the fact that he was struggling to read. And that although there's a lot of kids at that age who can't read, he inverts his letters a lot.
Mm.
And he also does it when he's speaking.
Right. So, for example, bad and dab.
Sometimes, or he'd get words that, like, instead of saying bag puss, he'd say puss bag. Which is, it's really, really cute, but he'd do it on other things.
Yeah.
Or he was slower at learning to enunciate words.
Mm.
And I didn't think that the school was actually taking it seriously.
And at the interview with the teacher, did you feel that this was something that you could easily talk about? Was this the sort of issue that could be raised?
I did, but I think I had a different perspective because I've been the teacher who's also done the parent-teacher interview.
Mm.
So I think I maybe had a different way of approaching it because I knew the kinds of questions that I would expect a parent to ask being a teacher.
Mm.
So I didn't have any concerns about asking them. However, I did feel like I was treated differently because I was a step-parent and not a parent.
How so?
Because my stepson went to a Catholic school, so there's a complete avoidance of the fact that children might come from a blended family.
Yeah.
So you might have divorced parents, step-parents,
mm.
but it's very much treated like there's mum and there's dad and nobody else exists.
Mm, interesting. Well, we'll stop there for the moment and we'll come back to that in another time.